This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The UK government signed into law Thursday new legislation giving it powers to impose tougher and broader sanctions on Russia if Moscow steps up its aggression against Ukraine. The new legislation entered force after being signed by a minister and formally laid before Parliament, a procedure that does not require a vote by MPs. This came as UK Foreign Minister Liz Truss visited Moscow and met her Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov, who said afterwards he was disappointed by the talks. Denmark's prime minister said Thursday the country was ready to allow U.S. military troops on its soil as part of a new bilateral defense agreement with the U.S. amid rising tensions with Russia. Denmark is a member of NATO. Meanwhile, convoys of U.S. military equipment and vehicles were being driven to an army base in eastern Romania Thursday. The convoys are heading for the military base as efforts continue to bolster NATO's eastern flank amid fears that Russia may be planning to invade Ukraine. Impatient states aren't waiting for Washington as public frustration with pandemic restrictions grows. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Weary of pandemic restrictions, three more governors, including two Democrats, announced plans Wednesday to end mask mandates. In New York, Governor Kathy Hochul.
The trends are very, very, very positive.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker.
February 28th, we will lift the indoor mask requirement.
Republican Governor Charlie Baker of Massachusetts.
It's another big step forward.
Earlier this week, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Delaware made similar announcements. Meanwhile, Canadian truckers continue their blockade, protesting Canada's COVID restrictions. In Washington, Republican Senator Ted Cruz chimed in.
The Canadian truckers are standing up for freedom.
I'm Mike Gracia.
This is VOA News. The mayor of Canada's Windsor said Thursday the authorities were prepared to physically remove protesting truckers if needed, as the shutdown of a crucial U.S.-Canada trade route threatened to damage the economies of both countries. The mayor told CNN that additional police support from Ontario province was starting to arrive, and his city has sought help from other police services. French police warned Thursday that they would prevent so-called freedom convoys from blocking roads in Paris ahead of a possible standoff with protesters inspired by truckers who've paralyzed the Canadian capital, Ottawa. Convoys of vehicles from across France are expected to converge on the French capital Friday. And U.S. news outlets say the Department of Homeland Security is warning truck drivers in the United States are potentially planning to block roads in major metropolitan areas in protest of vaccine mandates in the coming days. A DHS bulletin distributed to law enforcement agencies outlines a convoy of protesting truckers will potentially begin in California as early as mid-February and arrive in D.C. as late as mid-March. Truckers from Canada may potentially join the convoy as it travels eastward. The protest could impact the National Football League's Super Bowl championship game in Los Angeles next Sunday, as well as President Joe Biden's State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress March 1st. Prince Charles is isolating after testing positive for coronavirus for the second time, his office said Thursday. A statement on his Twitter page said His Royal Highness is disappointed not to be able to attend an event in Winchester. The eldest son and heir to Queen Elizabeth II was due to unveil a statue there Thursday. The 73-year-old also tested positive in March 2020 and spent about a week in isolation. Tunisia will lift the night curfew it imposed last month to curb the spread of COVID-19 starting Thursday, a statement from the government said. A ban on gatherings and demonstrations has been extended for a week further, the statement added. A Russian Soyuz rocket blasted 34 satellites into space Thursday for British operator OneWeb, which aims to provide broadband internet everywhere in the world, Moscow's space agency Roscosmos said. The London-headquartered company is working to complete the construction of a constellation of low-Earth orbit satellites to provide enhanced broadband and other services to countries around the planet. For more of any of the stories we've heard here today, please visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.